they did Shomesh Rishon, the Shomin focused on Shomesh Beit, Shomesh Gimel, just to get an orientation. The Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam was written in a way as a preface to his Mishneh Torah. The Rambam writes himself in his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos that he was intending to rebut, you might say, the prevalent sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag, in his introduction, his Sefer had a count of mitzvahs, and the idea that there is Tariag mitzvahs is, of course, a Gemara at the end of Makkos, and it's pretty much accepted almost unanimously by the Rishonim, with a few exceptions, that in fact this is a real number that we have to account for. And it became a real endeavor in the time of the Gaonim and the Rishonim to figure out exactly what the mitzvahs are, because the Gemara doesn't give us any sense of what the Tayag are, just that there are 248 mitzvahs say and 365 mitzvahs lo say. There are many compositions in terms of the piyutim of Shavuos, especially now that we just had Shavuos, it's interesting to note this, that would talk about the Tayag mitzvahs. And the many famous composers, some less famous, some more famous, Sadia Gaon wrote a piyut, these are called as haros. They were recited typically during Musaf of Shavuos, either during Chazaras HaShatz or at the end of Chazaras HaShatz. The Torah even mentions the Minhag, and they're very widespread. Many of these compositions were based on the Bahag's count, and the Rambam felt that this is an incorrect count. And he made almost like a war. He went on a campaign to try to change the counting of the Tayag mitzvahs. And in order to do that, he wasn't just going to give you his count, he's going to give you his rules about what should count and what shouldn't count. And these are what the 14 Sherashim are about. And in the way he describes these Sherashim, you see that he has an agenda. His agenda is to show you why the Bahag's count was wrong. And so he'll always say, you know, kvartol bazeh, in terms of why the Bahag thought to count mitzvahs drabanan, and the Rambam says in Shoresh Rishon that we don't count mitzvahs drabanan, and so on, regarding all of the 14 Shavashim. So the Rambam's 14 Shavashim, you might say, are hakdama to his actual minyan mitzvahs, the Sefer mitzvahs itself, going through what they are. And then that, you know, in its own way, in turn, is a hakdama to his Mishneh Torah. And that's why, again, important to notice this. They don't teach you this typically, but if you open any Rambam, a new halachos of whatever inyan, so you'll see before you get to even halacha aleph, he'll tell you, just above halacha aleph, he'll tell you in this in these halachos we are going to have this many mitzvahs asay, these mitzvahs lo asay. So you see how he saw the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishneh Torah as one complementing the other. That before he begins the Hilchos Shabbos, there are this many mitzvahs say and mitzvahs lo say. And this is true about all the halachas in the Rambam. And if there be mitzvahs drabanan, so he'll tell you mitzvahs drabanan as well. They're not called a tariag, but they're mitzvahs as well. He writes in his Hakdamah to Mishneh Torah that his intention was that people should be able to look at Torah Shabbat and then go to his Sefer without having to go through Gemara. So that's part of the idea. In other words, the mitzvahs of the Torah have a perush in the form of Mishneh Torah, and therefore you can simply skip over everything in between and give you the connection from the Torah or from whatever mitzvahs they are, Rabbanan, Deraisa, to what he's going to tell you about them. Anyway, so we're going through the Sherashim, and the Ramban had Hasagos on the Rambam. And that's what you have on the side of the page, which is the Hasagos Ramban. Now, the Rambam changed the whole, he was a revolution. He changed the whole dynamic in that, whereas before the Rambam, the Bahag was considered to be the authority that pretty much was embraced by most of those Moni HaMitzvahs and the poems that used to reflect that. And the Rambam now, of course, changed the way to look at it. The Chinuch, for example, is very much Nimshach after the Rambam. What you have here is interesting. The Ramban is masig on the Rambam, starting with the Sherashim and over the course of the mitzvahs as well, in defense of the Bahag, meaning that the Rambam overreached in critiquing the Bahag. So the Ramban, would show you that the Bahag is not totally off base the way the Rambam makes him sound. So the Mashal, I guess, give you an example off of Shavuos Anochi, but the Bahag is not a mitzvah. It's a statement. And it's axiomatic, so it's not really a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and create the world. He's Matzli Rishon. So the Ramban in Shabbos in Mitzvah Aleph, Mitzvah Say Aleph, will defend the Bahag on the grounds that the fact that it's such an axiomatic principle that you can't talk about a mitzvah if you don't have a mitzvah, so it doesn't count as a mitzvah per se. After saying this, though, the Ramban ends up by saying, but I'll tell you what I think later on. If you look in the Ramban, in his Hasagas to Rosh Hashanah, he actually holds like the Rambam in the end. So even if the Ramban tries to defend the Bahag, it doesn't mean he always necessarily holds like the Bahag. The Ramban, for the most part, accepts the Rambam's count with some exceptions. So whatever it might be, you know, the four mitzvahs based in, the Ramban will count as one mitzvah, the Rambam will count as four, v'chuli v'chuli. And because Ramban disagrees here and there with the Rambam, so there's going to be fallout implications in terms of the minyan. That's why you'll find, if you turn to after the minyan mitzvahs of the Rambam, the Sefer mitzvahs, after the Aseis, you'll see the mitzvahs sheshachachan ha-Rambam ledas ha-Ramban, and he'll tell you what he has to fill in for the Tayag, he'll tell you what the Rambam left out, and so with the Losasis as well. That's the layout of what you have here with the Rambam and the Ramban. Now, after the Ramban is masig on the Rambam, so you have the Nosi came of the Rambam to his defense to tell you that, no, the Rambam didn't overreach, and the Rambam is right, and the Hasagas of the Ramban are really not so terrible, and we can be miyash of them. And that's where you come with the Nosi Kalim that you find on the page, such as the Megillas Esther, the Leib Sameach, the Kinas Sofrim, and the Magen Tava. These are the four Mefarshim that you'll find on the page, some of them on the page, some of them in the back. And who they were, you can look in the first page of the any Rambam, the Angle Rambam, they tell you exactly who they were and when they lived. And these are the four Nosi Kalim. Let's also mention the Zohar HaRakia, which is quoted sometimes here in the Fanko Rabbah, but not always. There are selections that are quoted. Zohar HaRakia was the Rashbeis, the Tashbeis, from the Rishonim. And he also has his count, where he sometimes will lean toward the Rabbah, and sometimes toward the Bahag, so it was sort of like in the middle. And he's a very important force to reckon with when you discuss Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay, so what we're going to try to do is, starting with Shorish Dalit, we're going to read the Rambam. It's important to know the Rambam wrote this in Arabic, whereas Mishnah Torah was written in Lashon HaKodesh. This is really a translation, and therefore, sometimes if something is lost in translation, you'll understand it's attributed to that. There are other editions, such as the Kapach edition, that sometimes can be helpful if he translated from the Arabic as he understood the Arabic, as an expert that he was, and it might sometimes sound a little bit better, but for the most part, we use the classic translation that's been used all the years, which is, you know, one that was originally appearing in all the Rambams. And this is the Shoresh and the Klal, and then the Ramban's Hasagas, and we'll see here and there, we'll try to look at the Nosei Kalim to see some of the Inyanim that emerged from it. And it's known that Rachel Gepstein in Shara Torah was a tremendous fan of learning Sefer Mitzvahs, the Shirashim, and Sefer Mitzvahs. He has many, many ksavim yet to be published. Some were published already in Yeshurun, but only a small fraction of what he's actually written and spoken about. But he has said, and others have said as well, that one can become a tremendous lamdin by just becoming acquainted with the give and take, the Mechamta Shel Torah, that exists just vis-a-vis where Sharshay Sefer Mitzvahs and the Minyan Mitzvahs, to see, you know, back and forth. You get exposed to many sugyas, and you have to understand Pshat and the sugya, and here the Rambam went one way, the Rambam went another way. There's an yonim of Hashkafa that emerged, a yonim of Lamdis, of Halacha. So really, it's one of those things where really it's, you can tap into a lot by really giving yourself the time, the discipline to learn this carefully and properly. So whatever way we can do it, we will do our best to try to, you know, glean what we could. Okay, Zakta Rambam Shoresh Harevi. She'ein ra'ui limnos ha-tzivuyin ha-kolim ha-Torah kula. We do not count tzivuyin that are all-encompassing, that speak to the whole Torah, that you should keep the Torah. Hine yavou ba-Torah tzivuyin v'azharos einon b'davar ramuz. They're not speaking about a specific thing that's being identified. But they are embracing all the mitzvahs. Ki'ilu yomer. For example, it would say, so the mitzvahs asay will be, the formulation of the commandment of the positive will be, do everything I've told you to do, or beware of not doing what I've warned you about. Another way of putting it, don't go against, transgress anything Not instead of saying, beware of everything I've told you to beware of, don't transgress anything that I've told you about. Says the Rambam, the in punyan limnos hatsiva ezem mitzvah v'niyashma. So anytime the Torah will use such expressions, it's not to be counted in the separate mitzvah. Why not? Explains the Rambam, shehu lo yitzav elazus maisim miyuchad, shiya mitzvah saseh. V'lo yazia miyasos maisim miyuchad, shiya mitzvah lo saseh. Because it's not stated as a specific thing that you are told to do or not to do. Because it's speaking in generalities, so it doesn't count as a mitzvah. Because it's speaking in generalities, whether it's generalities about doing or generalities about not doing, it's not a mitzvah that counts for itself. And it gives you now a bunch of examples. V'zeh ka'amro, u'b'chol asher amarti aleichem tishamelu. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, "Uvachol asher amarti aleichem tishamelu." If you have your chumash, let's take a look at the pasuk he's quoting here, in Kapitel Chaf Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel. "Uvachol asher amarti aleichem tishamelu." V'shem alim achem lo saskiwa yishlam al picha. There's a whole bunch of mitzvahs, of course, in Parshas Mishpatim, and in the middle of it, you have this pasuk that states, everything that I've told you about, you should beware of. So what does it mean exactly? So the Rambam takes it as, it's basically a mitzvah kolel, as it means to observe mitzvahs. So that doesn't count as a mitzvah by itself, in Tayyad. Now, I want to return to this pasuk in a bit. There's a lot to say about this pasuk. Let's go on in the Rambam, other pasukim that he quotes as well. Uka Amro, Pashas Kedoshim, Kapitel Yutes, Eschu Kosai Tishmoru, turn for a second, the Parshas Kedoshim, see what he's referring to. Es chukosai tishmoru. What does it say right after that? Perek Yud Tes. What pasuk is it? Oh, pasuk Yud Tes also. Yud Tes. Vayikra. Es chukosai tishmoru. Be'em tachos habir kilayim. Sadchos is a kilayim. So now the Torah says, observe my mitzvahs. And it talks about mitzvahs relating to kilayim. Kilai behema, kilai zroyim, kilai begadim. That's how the pasuk continues with. But the introductory phrase of the pasuk is chukosai tishmoru. That doesn't count as a mitzvah. What counts is whatever comes afterwards, specific. Kilai behema and so on. Chukosai tishmoru. That's that pasuk. Ves mishpatai tasu. What is this? This is an achrimos, yudches. It's Mishpatai Tasu. Where is this pasuk? Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Dalet. Es Mishpatai Tasu, Beschukosai Tishmoru. Another Beschukosai Tishmoru, but here it's Mishpatai Tasu first. Beschukosai Tishmoru. Lulaches Behem. So what does it mean? It's saying it in connect, obviously in a context, not in a vacuum. A little bit after that come the Arayis. The other pasuk we mentioned was in the context of kilayim. The first pasuk is in the middle of, talks about Shalosh Hagalim afterwards, talks about Avodah Zarah at the end of the pasuk. But basically, the Torah puts in select places, you know, in the middle of talking whatever it is, in whatever area of mitzvahs, the Torah might say an expression such as, observe my mitzvahs. Whenever you see a phrase like that, don't say, oh, I'm counting, I'm going to Seder and Chumash, oh, put that into the list. No. That, you have to know. Classify what is a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. Whenever you see an expression which is a generality that speaks to the idea of observing mitzvahs, obviously there's a reason the Torah put that pasuk there where it is, obviously. But that's not our focus now. Our focus is minyan mitzvahs. You want to learn fi apshat, what does the Torah say, schukos say tishmoru in connection to what says kilayim afterwards, good. You could always try to understand why the Torah writes what it says, where it says it. But the Rambam's concern here is what counts as a mitzvah, what doesn't count as a mitzvah. So whenever you see a phraseology such as observe my mitzvahs, which is just a generality about observing mitzvahs, that's not to be counted as a mitzvah. So he's mentioned Chomer Shaneiru, he's called Chukos HaTishmoru, it's Mishpatai Tasu. One more example, Shmarta Mitz Mishmarti, at the end of Achrimos, after the Arayis, the very last pasuk of Achrimos, Ushmartem es mishmarti levilti asos mechukos atobos eshnasu lefnecha. So should we count that as a mitzvah? Ushmartem es mishmarti, you know, because it's basically reiterating the general principle of observing mitzvahs by Rabbim Kohen. Okay, so this is the basic yisod of the Rambam. Let's do everything as much as we could, and then we'll begin to analyze more carefully. Kfar Tov b'shorish hazeh gam kein. They have made a mistake about the shorish. Again, who is Kfar Tov? He's clearly targeting the Bahag. We'll have to see if the Bahag made the mistake the Rambam attributes to him or not. That's where the Ramban is going to step in and clarify more about what the Bahag did or didn't count. But the Rambam aims his arrows at the Bahag. Kfar Tov b'shorish hazeh gam kein. Ad shemanu kidoshim tiyu. Mitzvah, mechlal mitzvah saseh. So the Rambam attributes to the Bahag that we should count kedoshim to you. That's the beginning of Kedoshim. Kedoshim. Daber kodas meisav mat kedoshim to you. As a mitzvah of the Ramach mitzvah saseh. Velo yadu ki amro kedoshim to you, saying kedoshim to you, or another pasuk that Rambam now brings together with that, v'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, hem tzivuyim l'kayim kol haTorah. So the Rambam is now identifying a pasuk or two or three that speak about becoming kadosh as a way of expressing what idea? Keep the Torah. Now let's identify the pasukim he's referring to. Kedoshim Tiyu, that's the pasuk at the beginning of Kedoshim. What does he quote as well? His kadishtan v'yis of Kedoshim. Where does it say that? There are actually two references to this. Notice, Sham Chaf, and they give you in the Retina Tank, Rambam, the Sof Shemini. It's important to know what's being referred to because it's part of the Masul Matan that we see in the Ramban and the Nosi Kelim here. So first, let's go to the end of Kedoshim. Right, Sham Chaf. Take a look at the Pasuk that he's referring to, Perek Chaf. Very end of the Parsha. It's Kadishtem, actually not the very end. I should correct myself, please. The Rambam or sheets. Take a look. It's in right before the list of Arayas. It's in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Zayin. It's the Pasuk follows after mentioning Molech and Ovi Adoni and the Kares of Ovi Adoni, and then Pasuk Zayin. V'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim k'ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then u'shmartem es chukosai, and then k'ish ish sheikalas avasimo, and then other chayvim mitzvos based in Arayas. V'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim k'ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's at the end of Kedoshim, toward the end of Kedoshim, Chav Zayin. That's one. What's the other iskadishtem? And this is one that the Ramban is going to be mayrech about. Look at the end of Shemini. This is already at the end, very end of the parasha. Almost a few psukim before the end of the parasha, Yud Aleph Mem Dalet. So we have the halacha of not to eat shvatzim, and the retame and their usa to eat. Pasuk says, "Al tishakos nafshel seichem b'chol sheretz hashoret v'lositamu bam v'detmeisem bam." Pasuk Mem Dalet, "Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani." That pasuk concludes v'lositamu nafshel seichem b'chol sheretz harom yisal aretz. So there are two v'iskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. One in Shemini, connecting to Shiratzim, to Nati Shiratzim, and one standing apart in after mentioning Ovi Yadoni and before going on to cases of Mises Beisdin at the end of Kedoshim. For the Ramban, those two v'iskadishtems and Kedoshim Tiyu are all one and the same idea. All of these sukkim are saying what? Keep my mitzvahs. Which for the Rambam doesn't therefore go into minyan mitzvahs. Let's back in the Rambam. Kfar Tov b'shorish hazeh gam kein shemon kedoshim tiyu mitzvah mechlal mitzvah saseh v'lo yadu ki amru kedoshim tiyu v'iskadishim v'iskadoshim heim tzivuyim mekayim kol haTorah ki ilu yoma. It's as if it would say, heyei kadosh b'yoscha oseh kol ma shetzivisicha bo v'nizhar mikol ma shizaticha mimenu. So for the Rambam, how do you teach Pesukim such as Kedoshim Tiyu, Miskadishim, Misam Kedoshim. What's the pshat of those words? What do we take of that? What do we make of that? It's not a specific mitzvah. It's a way of saying, keep mitzvahs. Now, here's a makom for machshava to begin to think about. What is Kedusha for the Rambam? This is more of a hashkafa inyan, a philosophical inyan. What is Kedusha for the Rambam? The definition of a pasuk, it says, be kadosh is keep my mitzvahs. That's the definition. There's nothing more that's being stated in terms of minyan mitzvahs. It's like the Torah would say, keep my mitzvahs, don't do anything that I said you shouldn't do, or keep everything I said to do. Now the Rambam quotes a Sifra, Torah's Kohanim, on Kedoshim Tiyu. The Lashon Sifra, Kedoshim Tiyu, Purushim Tiyu. What does the Rambam make of this Purushim Tiyu? It's a very famous Ramban, I'm sure everyone knows it, we'll get to it eventually. Perhaps the Ramban in Kedoshim Tiyu quotes this Torah's Kohanim, and it's a whole Arichas, beautiful Ramban, the beginning of Kedoshim, what it means Purushim Tiyu, not to become a noble, but just a Torah. All this is beautiful for the Ramban. We'll have to deal with it and figure out why it's not part of Tag Mitzvahs. But the Rambam, Purushim Tiyu means what? Wrote Saloma, Hibadlu min advarim hamagunim kulam shehizharti eschem mehem. So what is Purushim Tiyu for the Ramban? For the Rambam, the Purushim Tiyu of the Sifra means to avoid all those things I've told you to avoid. That's it, Purushim Tiyu. The nuance of a difference between the Sifra and what the Rambam said a minute before is that when the Rambam talked about Kedoshim Tiyu as a tzivu l'kayim korah Torah, the Rambam speaks of it in terms of which mitzvahs? Ki'ilu yomar, heye kadosh, when you do everything I've commanded to do, and nisar mikom asher zarticha. From the way the Sifra is taking it, Purushim Tiyu, meaning it's more limited to the low sasses. But either way, it's an all-encompassing tzivut. See, now you see that when the Rambam says all-encompassing, it doesn't have to mean all-encompassing bein ases, bein low sasses. It could be bein ases, bein low sasses, it could be in terms of the low sasses. But the fact that there isn't anything specific that's being mentioned here means it's not to count as a mitzvah. It's basically chizuk to a pre-existing commandment, therefore it doesn't count as a seventh mitzvah. Okay, so far in terms of the klal itself and the psukim that he quoted, various psukim, and then he goes on to Kedoshim Tiyu and sees that as a similar thing. Good? Let's go on. Let's get the whole Rambam and then we'll take it apart in many ways. Now the Rambam focuses on another pasuk of Kedusha. Separate from Kedoshim Tiyu and the Kaddish, then comes the following Medrash in the Mechilta. Uva Mechilta in Parshas, the Parsha, we would call it Mishpatim, but it's also known as in Kesef Talve. The second half of Mishpatim begins with in Kesef Talve's Ami. And if you look in the Chinuch, you'll see that the Chinuch has mitzvahs according to the Parshas HaTorah, so there'll be mitzvahs for Parshas Mishpatim and mitzvahs for Parshas in Kesef Talve, as if it were a separate Parsha. And it's called the kaspa, that separate category or separate, that's what he means. The chilta de kaspa means the second half of mishpatim. Amru. Now let's find the pasuk. The anshe kodesh tiyun li. Let's look at this pasuk that he's quoting. The mechildan, parshas mishpatim. The anshe kodesh tiyun li. Has the pasuk conclude? Okay, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Lamed. In Kesef Tavis, Pasuk Chav Dalet. So that's, by the way, in one of the Kriyas HaTorah of Shalom Moed Pesach, starts in Kesef Tavis, right? So then we have Pasuk Lamed there. Va'anche Kodesh Tiyun Li. You should be people of Kedusha. The Pasuk concludes, Uvasa Basa Trefa Lo Sochegu, Akelf Tashkicha Nosa. Not to eat Basar Trefa. So it's a lav, but the pasuk begins with Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. So we have Kedushin Tiyu, we have Kaddish, and now we have another Va'anshe Kodesh. This is probably the first time you find the Torah speaking in a phrase that suggests a commandment that speaks about the imperative to be Kaddish, Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. How does the Rambam take Va'anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li? Says the Rambam, Isi from the Mechilta, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, this is Gersa, Isi ben Yehuda, Kishakodesh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Mitzvah Yisrael Hu Mosif Lehem Kedusha. What is the intention of this comment? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh Mitzvah, he's Mosif Kedusha. Now this is a pasuk that's phrased in connection to Basa Basada Treif. It is a specific mitzvah. But it's introduced by saying you should be Kadosh. So the Rambam takes this comment as follows. Rod Salonma. Kizat Sivui. Einot Sivui Omid Ba'atzmo. The Tzivui of Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li is not something that stands independently. That's what he sees in this comes to the Mechilta. Abba hu nimshach achar mitzvah shenitzdavu ba. There's a calling in the Torah to be kadosh. It's never to be interpreted independently as a mitzvah. It's simply something that draws itself from the mitzvah that's been commanded already. Umekayim atzivyahu yikare kadosh. So Neo the Rambam is extrapolating from a kadoshim tiyu of his kadishim, which is be kadosh in all the mitzvahs, to a reference in the pasuk that says be kadosh in connection to a specific mitzvah. And the Rambam is basically telling us, in either event, it's never counted as a separate mitzvah. It's rather relating to something that already exists in terms of a tzivei klali or even in terms of an individual mitzvah. The ein hefresh bein amro kedoshim tiyu o ilu amr asu mitzvosai. For the Rambam, it's one and the same. Asu mitzvosai, therefore, is just like we started by saying, that's not a mitzvah. Shmat meschukosai is not a mitzvah. That was part one of the Rambam, Shorish Dalit. And the mistake that the Bahag made is he counted Kedoshim Tiyu as a mitzvah, but no, Kedoshim Tiyu is no different than Shvatim is mitzvosah. Or any of the other psukim that we quoted, which are mitzvos, a general statement about do mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam is going to sort of prove it. Now, here, I think the Kapach helps a little bit. I'm going to read you from here, and then we'll see. Hatire Shenoma. She has the mitzvahs asay, mechuberes el hamitzvahs haramus aleihem, she nitzdavenu la'asosam kama, kein lo nomar bekdoshim tiyu v'adomim lo shehu mitzvah. Ki lo tziva la'asos dabar zuhas mashiach danu. He's not telling me to do anything more than what I know already. What does the Rambam mean here with this hatira? He's trying to say that there's no difference. The way that Kapach has it, because I was trying to understand what is hatira, what does this hatira mean exactly? He has it as follows. Just to take a sentence back. The ain hevdel ben omo kedoshim tiyu, o ilu omo asu mitzvosai, that we just had a minute before. Now he says instead of the word hatira shenomar, ha'im hayinu omrim, shezu mitzvah sasei nosefes, ala mitzvah shenimra zaleim shetziva lasosan, would we say that this is an additional mitzvah on the mitzvahs that we've already been alluded to say? Hatireh shenoma shezeh. Now back in the words that we have. Hatireh shenoma shezeh mitzvah sey mechuberes al mitzvah shiromas aleyem shenstavidu asosam? Question mark. Back in Kapach. Kach lo nomar al kedushim tiyu v'kayotzi bo shu mitzvah. Ken lo nomar al kedushim tiyu v'adomu shu mitzvah. Why? Lefi shelo tzivu lasos mu'uma chutz mashiyadan. The same way that over there, you're not going to say that there's any new mitzvah that's being innovated by the words Anshe Kodesh Tiyunli. So it is with Kedoshim Tiyu. There's nothing more to take from Kedoshim Tiyu as a mitzvah. How do you know by over there that there's nothing new? Because it's speaking specifically to the idea of Mechilta, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh Mitzvah with Mosu Kedusha. So obviously it's not a mitzvah. Just telling me, what does he see in the Mechilta? What is he proving from the Mechilta? Mechilta says, Yisra ben Yehuda says, Rosh Baruch is Mechadish Mitzvah who Mosef Kedusha. What is the pshat of those words? Rosh Salome. Kizat Tzivah is not Tzivah Omi Ba'atzma. It's not Tzivah by stands alone, it's independent. It's rather Nimshach Acham Mitzvah Stavuba. Yimekayim the Tzivah, you're Kadosh. So Ba'atzma, Kodesh Tiyuli, if you do a mitzvah, you're Kadosh. What mitzvah? For example, Vasva Sentrefu L'Sochegu. That mitzvah is a binyanav, as we see in the Farshim and the Rambam, it's a binyanav for other mitzvahs too. The Torah says it over here. But the Torah is just trying to show you that when you do a mitzvah, that's Kedusha. Hainu hach. So what does it mean? Is Kedusha separate than, so what, ask you again in terms of Lamdas and Ashkafa, so what is Kedusha for the Rambam? Is Kedusha something separate and distinct from the mitzvah? Or is it the mitzvah? It says, Humosef Lam Kedusha. So what is it exactly? Is it, well, let me put it in different terms. Is Kedusha something inherent in the mitzvah? Or is Kedusha a function of the fact that you have the mitzvah? Is it a simen or a siba? Is Kedusha for the Rambam that something inherent in the mitzvah? Or is the fact that there's a mitzvah, so the poyotzi of that is Kedusha? the fact that you have this special obligation that you have to keep, and you're devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commands, that's Kedusha. Which way does it sound from the Rambam? Which way?
I think it's
that
you get Kedusha when you do
mitzvahs. Kedusha, right, is the fact that you are dedicated to the mitzvahs.
Like that's in the mitzvahs.
Right, inherent in the mitzvah. Yeah. It could be this is a very sophistic inyan that the Rambam would disagree with. That's correct. I didn't bring the Mora here, but it could be there's indications in the Mora Nebuchim as this as well. And so the Rambam's pshat is that the Anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li is saying that when Machadish is mitzvah, that's most of Kedusha, and it's not a new mitzvah, and so it is Rekdushim Tiyun. Okay. So we break down the Rambam. So for what has the Rambam said? Klo Yistik in Yanim, whatever the pasuk might be, it's not a mitzvah. And then, by extension, a Kedushim Tiyun phrase in the Torah or anything of the like is not a mitzvah because it's a way of saying keep the mitzvahs, even if it's speaking about a specific mitzvah, it's the same idea, and so too when it speaks in general, there's nothing more that's being asked. The Lashon Sifrei, now it brings another chazal. The Yisim Kedoshim, this is at the end of Parsha Shlach by Parsha Sitzis. What does it say? Yisim Kedoshim Le'elokeichem, Zu Kedushas Mitzvahs. So again, just mitzvahs are Kedusha, and that's what a Kedushim Tiyu means. That's just supporting the idea of Kedushim Tiyu meaning mitzvahs, hinek faizbar, mashallah, l'svimba, what we've talked about. Let's conclude. So now the Rambam is going to take aim again at the Bahag. Umizah shoresh gamkein, based on what we just said, Amro, that which the Pasuk says, umaltem eis arlas levavchem, Parshas Ekev. Umaltem eis arlas levavchem. And the Pasuk concludes, v'arpechem will sak shu'od. Let's find the pasuk. Parashas Ekev. This is in Perek Yud, pasuk Tazayin. This is the section that we call Parashas Hayira. Some people say it every day. It's in the Siddur. Starts with the pasuk Ba'ati Yisamu Hashem Kach Shome Imach in pasuk Yud Beis, and then you have the idea of observing Hashem and observing mitzvahs. Hashem created the world, the heavens, and the heavens, and the earth, but he desired you, and he chose the avos and the children, and then it says the following, Umaltem eis arlas levavchem. You should circumcise the foreskin of your hearts, v'arpechem l'sakshuot, you should not harden your stiffen your necks anymore. And it goes on, kishem okechem okechem, so does this count as a mitzvah? There are many mitzvahs that count this as a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? We have to know. And the Ramban will discuss for the Bahag what this is about. The Ramban says, what does this mean? Umaratim Israel Asavatim Ba'arbachim Asakshu Od. Rod Saloma. Sheyekabel Vishma Kol Mashikadam Zichrom Namitzvah. What does it mean? That you should listen and accept all that has been mentioned about mitzvahs. The Chain Ba'arbachim Asakshu Od. Then to the Pasuk. Rod Saloma. Al Tachi Asimcha. Don't be stubborn. So for the Rambam, Kedoshim Tiyu, Umaltim Eretz Levavchem, V'Arbachem Tzachshu Od, Eschu Kosei Tishmoru, all of this is a way of saying, keep mitzvahs. If it's saying keep mitzvahs, it doesn't count as a mitzvah. I'd kind of hear Rambam. Before we start the Ramban, and Nasagis, and then we'll see what that brings us to, I want to raise a following ha'ara, just in terms of Havana in the Rambam. Reuven Perlow raises this question. Reuven Perlow, of course, was the classic sefer under Rasag. Rasag wrote a relatively short poem where he had the sefer mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs. That short poem of Rasag became three huge volumes of Reuven Perlow, who spent like 10 or 12, 20 years locked in a room working on this, and they just brought in the food when he needed to eat. Unbelievable. And he gave this to Klal Yisrael. Anyway, so this is a classic sefer. I once heard, I forget the shame, who, if you're ever stuck on a desert island and you have to pick one sefer to be with, that should be the sefer. Okay. I'll quote on him. His ha'ara is the following. So the Rambam is mechadesh as a separate shorish dalet of the yudalet shorashim. That when you have a tzivui klali, the Torah says keep the mitzvahs, it doesn't count as a mitzvah. Any pasuk that sounds like it's saying observe mitzvahs doesn't count as minyan of mitzvahs. Fact of Yerucham Vishu Perla, what do you need a new Shoresh like that in Shoresh Dalet? The Rambam says in Shoresh Tes, a few Shoreshim ahead, the following Yisod, HaShoresh HaTshi, She'en roi limos halavin va'asem. We don't count every time the Torah says don't do or do. That's not what we count. Oh, another time the Torah says don't. Abo advarim hamuza mehen va'mitzuv mehen. What we count is what results from that statement. If the Torah says don't do something, so then that something the Torah says not to do, that's what counts in the list. The Torah says don't do X, and the Torah says don't do X 20 times in the Chumash. How many losases do I have in the minyan of mitzvahs?
One.
Because it's not that we count every time the Torah phrases the action as do not do. It's what the Torah forbade that's the minyan of mitzvahs. Not any time the Torah says about that or whatever, don't do. So too it's an asay. The Ram goes on to elaborate on this. That it could be Torah's mitzvahs and asharis could relate to deos, pu'ulos, midos, dibur, and he goes through examples of it. So whenever you get to these inyanim, so we have to always ask ourselves, what is the pu'ula, what is the dibur, what is the emunah, what is the mida that the Torah has commanded or forbidden? But not how many times the Torah said it. So the Torah would say a particular, whatever it is, numerous times, it's not going to count separately because the lav is mentioned numerous times. In fact, Yochum Shuperlal, so l'chayra, why do we need a new Sharish Dalet to tell me that if the Torah speaks in generalities about observing the mitzvahs or you know keeping the mitzvahs, not you know, don't do what I said you shouldn't do or do what I said you should do, so it doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. And the separate rule of the Rambam, Taper Glay, that doesn't count in Minna Mitzvahs because it's no different than if the Torah would say the same thing more than once. So the Torah said, put on tefillin. The Torah might say it many times in Chumash. It only counts as one mitzvah, even though it says it many times. Eat matzah. So the Torah says, keep the mitzvahs. Okay? Okay, but it's not going to count as a separate mitzvah because Torah already said about those individual mitzvahs. So what do you need Shorish Dalet? You have Shorish Tes.
We don't even count the first time when it's Kedoshim Tiyu.
I understand, because once we explain Kedoshim Tiyu means keep the mitzvahs. So that's the point. So Kedoshim Tiyu means keep the mitzvahs.
We don't count.
But the rule of the Rambam is not that Kedoshim Tiyu means keep the mitzvahs. He's making the case that Kedoshim Tiyu means keep the mitzvahs. It doesn't mean anything more than that. But the rule itself, the Shorish itself, is that you don't count Tzivuyim Kolim Katorah Kula. The Rambam's position is that Kedoshim Tiyu is another example of Asu Mitzvosai. But the Shoresh itself is Kovea, the rule that you don't count Asu Mitzvosai as a mitzvah. Of course you don't, because it'd be no different if Torah would say, do Mitzvah X several times. The Chor, it's a good Ha'ara. Maybe there's a Nafkamina. Maybe there's something to be said here in the Rambam that's more than just in Shoresh Tes. And that's the following. In Shoresh Tes, what the Rambam is telling you is that you don't have a separate minyan in the mitzvahs. The Torah will say alav numerous times. Talk about alav. These people talk about alav. So the Torah said it's more than once. In terms of the shasa lavin, it only counts as one lav. But suppose a person does that aver. How many lavin were they over? Oh, could be. Kaminyan halavin in the Chumash. The Torah says a lav various times, so there's a separate machayiv in each lav. But from the perspective of counting tariq mitzvahs, it doesn't count as multiple times. But lemaisa, there were numerous transgressions in terms of the aveira that was committed. Because each time the Torah specifically says about not to do something, there's a new machayev. So you have nafkaminas, lavala, balav, and habit. Torah says, lavala, bishnei lavin. You have in the Gemara many times, lavala, bishnei lavin. Gemara says, in Ezel Neshach, Gezel, Oshek, there's overlap, lavala, bishnei lavin. Sometimes the Torah can say the same lav several times. It's lavala, bishnei lavin. The Torah put the lav many times. The only thing is, you won't get two malchus. That's also true. Won't be double malchus, and there won't be counting as two mitzvahs in minyan of mitzvahs. Here, the Rambam is going a step further. When the Rambam is telling us here that you don't count tzivuyim kolim kol Torah kula, now this is a chiddush, but we'll say like this: the Rambam is telling you the following, that there's no additional machayev. The Torah is just giving chizuk. The Torah says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Shmatim Chukosai, the Torah says, keep my mitzvahs. That doesn't count, even in terms of the perspective of the violation. It's not like a person violates the chvesi, he was shatnes, chas v'shalom, right? So he also violated all those psukim that say, observe my chukim, which means, not eat shatnes, because shatnes is one of the chukim. No, it's not shatnes. He violated shatnes, and he violated the other pasuk. The other pasuk is not just that it doesn't count in the mitzvahs, it doesn't count as a separate machai. That's a separate hagasha here that's not, they wouldn't have necessarily shorish test.
Yeah. Let's go back to, so according to shorish test, what exactly, it's not extra love, extra malchus, what is it exactly? Just extra isurim?
Okay, extra isurim, maybe not gemina for lekovra beresham gemurim, extra isurim, yeah. Yeah, could be more of an onesh, could be. But we're saying for the Rambam that there's no separate mechayev here either. There, there's a separate machayev. Each lav is machayev. You to listen to that sivoy and that sivoy and that sivoy. Minyan and mitzvahs doesn't count as more than one, and malchus there won't be more than one. Here, it doesn't even rise to that level either. You see, if this is the case, in L'chaira, this Rambam is against a Rashi in Chumash. One of the psukim that the Rambam quoted, the first one in the list, was in Mishpatim. Which pasuk? V'chol asher amarti aleichem tishmeru. Let's look at that pasuk. And look at the Rashi on that pasuk. Where was this again? Chav Gimel, Yud Gimel, Shvos. V'chol asher amarti aleichem tishmeru. V'shem elim acherim lo zaskiru lo yishama al picha. Zot Rashi. What does it mean? Lasos kol mitzvahs asay be'azhara. What you have in this pasuk is creating the level of azhara, of a lav, on every mitzvah asay in Chumash, in the Torah. Because we see an azhara, shekol shmira shabat Torah, azhari b'makom lav. When you see the word shamor, shamor always has associations with the los asay. So what is the Torah doing in this pasuk? V'chol asher amarti lechem, everything I've told you to do, tishmeru, you have to make sure to do it. If you don't do it, you're violating this iser, the lashon shmira, the lashon azhar. So that means that every violation of an asay is now converted into a lav. This is what Rashi seems to be saying. The mokar is in the mechilta. What is the significance of this statement of Rashi? So the Rambam says that Chomer is a way of saying keep the mitzvahs. And the way we explain the Rambam, there's no additional mechayev, nothing at stake here, basically just chizuk to do the mitzvahs. Rashi brings from the mechilta that this is to make every asay into an ashar. Now, so right away it's different than what we see in the Rambam, but what are the implications of the statement of Rashi? So what does that mean? Well, Maisa, every asay is now a violation of Allah. That's what it sounds like.
Do you get malchus?
You get malchus, so there's a saving grace. Why would you get malchus? So the Ramban al Torah, on this comments on this Rashi, you wouldn't get malchus, and that's because of the certain rule that we have been again malchus. What rule? There's certain lav and you don't get malchus. We know lav shem b'maisa, lav in the glasay. What else? Lav shebachlolus. The Torah has a lav that encompasses many different isurim, and it's like not one isur is not given any more premium. More weight than the other. Sometimes there are cases where you would get malchus because one is the ikar lav, but not for us right now. But if basically it's an umbrella lav that encompasses equally all kinds of different things, then the rule is you don't get malchus on lav shebacholos. That's one example of shebacholos. So the Ramban here on this Rashi in Mishpatim, after quoting Rashi, so the feed barav yitzdarei harav lomar, meaning Rashi sheyia lav shebacholos. Heavy assay, you'd be getting malchus for it because he violated this law. Cholish ma'atz shemeru. Avu b'zeh lav sheyichol dvarim rabim v'lo yaskis shem averikal. Doesn't say what. All the assays you have to be aware of. How kol modim shem gokin. That's the first comment of the Ramban.
Why you need it? Like not putting on tefillin, you want to get malchus into a ma'isa.
Okay, so you're saying typically lav shem ma'isa. So first of all, there's a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, my silokin of love, so you have to deal with that. You have to know there are tonight, no, yes, there's malchus. And then I guess maybe you could think of examples of a pitala say the mice. Is there an example like that?
Killing
what? If the assay says not to do something, the assay is to be passive. See, if the assay, I did my.
You take the bird away. You don't send the bird away.
What?
Sits without strings. Put on a beggar.
How about tishbos? Hashat. Okay, here you have it. Anyway, Malchus, because of the laugh. Okay, say that. You have to know what the Torah to say an assay, which is a passive assay. No? Okay, offhand, I don't remember to give an example. But you're right. Otherwise, you have to do with the Umaisa. But Umaisa, the Ramban says that you have to say Lashba Chol, it says. But fact the Ramban another kash. Abo Kfar Amru, Chazal tell us, he shamed the assay. The Imkain Gohosi Bekan El assay. So the Gemara says, when does Shamor mean Alav? If the Shamor is stated in the connection to Alav, you shouldn't do something. If it's stated in the form of an assay, Yishamer about something, about doing something. If it's stated in a positive way, so then it's going to have only the status of an assay. That's the Kasha of the Ramban. So it's Yishamer de assay. It's Yishamer that's stated in a connection to an assay. If Hishamah is connected to an assay, be careful to do something, it's not a lav. If Hishamah is saying, be careful not to do something, that's Hishamah the lav. Here it's Hishamah, be careful to put on tefillah. So it's never going to rise to a level of a lav. It's Hishamah the assay. Umaisa, what's Rashi going to answer? So, the emesis, there's a Rashi in Parshas V'ei that could help us on this. Take a look in Parshas V'ei. And then the Farshim at the bottom of the Ramban here, they also mitzayin this Rashi. Dvarim Yud Gimel Aleph. Right before the Parsha of Navi Sheker. Eis kol adavar asher anochi mitzada eschem osos ishmeru la'asos. So it starts by saying, whatever I've commanded you, you should make sure to do. Don't add, don't subtract. What does it mean in the beginning of the Pasuk? Whatever I've commanded, oso sishmeru la'asos. Whatever I've told you to do, you should make sure to do. Says Rash. Is kodavar kal kevachamura, whatever it is, light like heavy, elvi mitzvah. Tishmeru la'asos. So Rashi, litain lo sase al asei ho amur beparsha, to bring a lav onto those assays that are mentioned in the parsha before. Shekol yishamer lashon lo sase hu. Yishamer means always a lo sase. So now everything we've spoken about that an assay will now have a lav. It's a lav. Ela she'en goken al yishamer shel asei. Rashi concludes, but if a shomer is stated as nasei, then you won't get malchus. So what's mashma from Rashi? That the whole idea of hishomer dasei asei is only nogeya one inyan, namely that there won't be malchus. But in terms of the level and the chomer ha'iser, hishomer is always considered the chomer ha'iser v'lav. Malchus wise, hishomer dasei asei. Malchus wise. But you know, Geya, the level of the Isser, Yishamer always brings it to the level of a lav. So here you have a shedding light on Rashi Mishpatim. Rashi quoted in Mishpatim that B'chosh Shemayim Tishameru to Litein Lo Sasei on every Asay. In fact, the Ramban Yishamer Dasei is an Asay. No, Yishamer Dasei Asay means only B'nogeya Malkus. Malkus Malkus if it's Yishamer Dasei. But it's still an ashara in terms of the chum ha'is that comes out umaisa from this Rashi that the parsha choshmat yishameru has now brought every assay to the level of a lo sase. Malchus, you won't get malchus. Rav Shibachlalus, what the Ramban began with, and even hishamer. But as far as chum ha'is is concerned, and in two reasons why don't be malchus, you could say Rav Shibachlalus and hishamer dasse, but a level of an iser, it's a lo sase. The Chizkuni over here, the Toch HaDvarim, says a davar mechudash ma'od in connection to this comment of Rashi. He says, "Dover Achim." Middle of his comments, "Ashara l'chol mitzvus asay kemoshe pirush Rashi." This pasuk is telling me an ashara l'chol mitzvus asay. Mikan amru. Amazing idea. Listen to this idea. Everyone knows a different rationale for this yisod, for this cloud. But he tells him, "Mikan amru b'chol haTalmud." Asay dochalos asay. Why do we say asay is dochalos asay? Why? Why is asay considered to trump alos asay? Why is it higher? Share bechlal asay yesh los asay imo. The Tishmeru have los asay. Because every asay has the koach of los asay behind it as well, because it is pasuk. Therefore, asay is dochalos asay, because asay also has a los asay in it. A los asay just as a los asay. What everyone is famously quoting is the Ramban and Parshas Yisro. Right? You know the Ramban Yisro. Why say Dochel Osasei? Because Asei is Midah of what? Ava. And Osasei is Midah of Yira, and Ava is higher than Yira. That's interesting Ramban. But this is another pshat, based on the Rashi, based on the Mechilta, that every Asei is a Osasei. Again, how far does it go? There's obviously no Malkus. It's got to be more. I mean, it can't be literally mamish to every extent. We know there's differences in terms of what a person is to give up. By a lav versus an asay. Asay, you know, los asay kol mamono. Asay is only chumash nechasav. So obviously you can't say, well, every asay is los asay, should turn into los asay. Obviously you can't take it in literally in every way. But apparently there is something to this drasha. This is Rashi chumash. Now it's interesting. The Ramban did ask the kasha. It means the Ramban held that you can't make a lav out of this. Yishamad asay asay. So mamash a strong kasha, the Ramban. Ramban continues, but Mechilta Nechukul B'Gemara Mikra Zeb Dashu B'Panim Rabin. Ramban doesn't tell Milchumish what Mechilta talks about. Then it goes to Derech HaPshat. Ramban has another Pshat in the Pasuk of Derech HaPshat. It's connected to the end of the Pasuk. L'maisa, what does the Mechilta say? So I'd be looking at Mechilta's when I couldn't find it in the regular Mechilta, but everyone quotes Mechilta, the Mizrahi quotes three drashas on this Pasuk. Rashi's pshat is one of those drashas. There's another drasha, and I quote from the Mizrahi, "B'chol asher amarti lechem tishameru, lama ne'mar." Lefisha ne'mar, it says in the Chumash, by the Mishkan, setting up the Mishkan, "V'samta sashulchan," this is Chavav Lamed Hei in Shmos, Chavav Lamed Hei, so it says to put, no. Yeah, the samta says shulchan mechutz laparoches, the samnor nochach shulchan natzel amishkan teimana, the shulchan titin natzel atzafon. So when you're walking into the heichal, the shulchan has got to be on the north, and the menorah is going to be on the south. Right. In other words, when you're walking in mizrach to meirev, so to your right is going to be what? It's going to be mizrach behind you, walking meirev. So to your right is going to be Tzafon, yeah, right? So that would be the Shulchan. To your left will be the Menorah, and then of course the Mizbeach is sort of in the middle, a little bit off to the side. So there's specific locations for the Kelim in the Heichal. Says the Mechilta, Pshat in this Pasuk. Im Shina, Lashon HaMechilta over below Sase. Because it says, Tishameru. Then it goes on, or Belezer says, Lashos Mitzvah Sase, Mitzvah Lo Sase. That's the Rashi's comment is based on. So, lo and behold, if you go to the Lo Sase, Sheshachach HaRamban, that the Ramban includes, that the Ramban supposedly left out, you look at Lo Sase Gimel, and what was left out in the Rambam's list, and what does the Ramban put in to Lo Sase Gimel? Lo and behold, take a look. Hamitzvah Shlishis, that the Ramban says was forgotten by the Rambam, Shenimnanu, Shelo Rishanos Seder Hanachas HaKelem B'Migdash. Kishulchan v'aminor v'amizbachos includes in mizbachos as well. V'hu amro yizbarach v'chol asher amarti lechem tishameru. It's on page Tavvav in the Frankel edition of Sefer Mitzvah. Tavvav on the left column, Mitzvah Shlishi. Uba ha'peirosh ha'mekubal shehi ashara l'mashet tziva be'inyan sidur ha'migdash. Amru b'mechelta, quote the Mechelta that we just read. And he brings other drashas that Mechelta says as well. And he concludes, v'halachi ketana kama de Mechelta. So there's all these different pshatim in this pasuk. There's other drushes that he brings as well. Shvisas Kelim, according to Bishama, he's learned that from here. All kinds of possible ways to learn out the halachas in this pasuk. But the first of the list is not to mishana the places of the Kelim. So the Ramban counts it in Shikhas Haladim. However, it's a pellet to me, because the Ramban is the one who asked on Rashi. Rashi brought the other drusha that it has to do with making every asein to los asein. But the Ramban's kasha was Hisham da asei asei, so can't count it as a lot. Lamais in the Mechelta does mention the isser of moving the kelim and out of their normal places, changing the water, changing the locations. The Ramban counts in Shikhas Halav. Tzarachim, I know. Maybe you can wake me up one time over the night with an answer. I don't know. I didn't see anyone yet asking it. But to me, it's a pellet. How could the Ramban count it as a lot? Okay, just a little haschala and then we'll end on the Hasagas Ramban. Meanwhile, you see this pasuk leaves a lot more to be understood and discovered. Choshe Martirich and the Ramban and the Rashi and the Rambam just sort of as a general part of his examples of Tzibur Klolian that are just mentioned for Chizuk. And the way we understood the Rambam, there's no Machayev either in any of these mitzvahs. Let's begin the Hasagas Ramban here to Sherush Dalet. So the Ramban is going to have numerous comments relating to various parts of what the Rambam spoke about, beginning with the rule itself and the Bahag, and ending with Ba'arpacham Wasak Shu'od, and another mitzvah as well that the Bahag counted. Zog the Ramban, after quoting the Rambam, Ve'ikar Revi'a Maharav. The Rambam told us, She'en Roi Shimdil HaMitzvus HaKogos HaTorah Kula, V'zeh To'an Abal HaLachos. With saying this, he's complaining about the Bahag's position. Amar, he said, the Rambam said, Ukvato b'ikar hazeh, they made a mistake regarding this fundamental principle, to the extent that what? Had he made a mistake? Ad shemanu k'doshim tiyu mitzvah b'chal mitzvah saseh v'lo yadu, they didn't realize, she'amu yisale k'doshim tiyu v'tiyu k'doshim, hey mitzvah s'lasus k'la Torah k'la, v'loshim sifra k'doshim tiyu, prushim tiyu k'lo masiru amidus ha'magunos, k'lam shemanati eschem mehem. Ad kan, the Rambam quoting the Ramban quoting the Rambam. Yeah. Zot the Ramban, you didn't attribute the right mitzvah to the Bahag that he counted. Kedoshim tiyu, the Bahag taka did not count. Amnam, the Amnam, bala lachos lo mana kedoshim tiyu. That, the Rambag did not count. The reason is going to be because of what the Rambam said. It's the mitzvah kolelis. What did the Bahag count? Abu mana v'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. Which one? We'll see behemshech, but he's referring to the one in Shmini, which is mentioned in connection to Shuras. The Hakdusha be'emes lios prushim. Kedusha means to be separated. Good. V'asher heim klalim in lios. When you have a kedushim tiyu, which is a generality about not to do what I said not to do what I forbade you to do, kulan lo yimnu. For example, and he's going to give more examples than even the Rambam gave. Kedushim tiyu is one example. Another one, Ushmartem es mitzvosai v'asisem osam etin emor. Another one, v'shamarta v'asisa es mitzvosav. Another one, Ushmartem es kol ha-mitzvah shemichim tzavach ha-yom. V'od, kol ha-mitzvah tishmun lasos. Shamor es kol ha-mitzvah. V'shamarta v'asisa osam. More than the Rambam gave. The Rambam came with her. I totally embrace what the Rambam said. I give you more examples of that. All those things don't get counted. So Kedushim Tiyu is one of those that doesn't get counted. Oh, but what does get counted for the Bahag? Avu amru yisal v'skadishim v'isam kedoshim. That is going to count. What is it? What's the pshat? He mitzvah liyosam kedoshim specifically militame ba'achidas ashratzim v'ramasim b'yichud. Now, again, let's take a closer look at that pasuk. Closer look at that pasuk at the end of Shemini. Where is it written v'skadishim v'isam kedoshim? Right after mentioning the Tashak and Slepshah Sechem, the Chol Sheretz HaShoretz. And then it says this kaddish b'smidoshim v'lo zetamos nafshoseichem b'chol asher t'harom yisal ha'aretz. Says the Ramban, the Bahag understands this as a mitzvah to be poresh from achila shvatz. Kashem mefarish v'skaddishtem v'lo zetamos nafshoseichem b'chol asher t'harom yisal ha'aretz. The imkain. So how do you touch this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah saseh, mitzvah lo saseh, we both say. What is Ramban now going to tell us? Mitzvah what? I say. Then begin a poresh me'achilasam. If you are able to withdraw from eating shvatzim, mekayim mitzvah miuchedes ben. It's like the Torah gave you a special mitzvah to say lehimanaf machilas shvatzim. Okay, this is what the Rabban is going to say for the Bahag. I want to skip a few lines because this is, I'm going to go off to the issue of the drush of Isi. But I just want to finish what he's saying with the Bahag, so skip a few lines. We'll come back next time to these few lines, because that has to be looked at. Okay, go a few lines. Go to the next left column. The Al Tishtabesh, just to complete the idea of the Bahag. These couple lines we have to look at again carefully. What the Anshei Kodesh Tiyunli, that's something else. The Ramban has a different Mahalach in that. We'll have to see the Machokis, Vinogei Ramadram, and the Anshei Kodesh Tiyunli. But now, the Al Tishtabesh, the Tomali, how could you say this? Avalamarta, you said already in Shorish Aleph Amud Mem and Shorish Vav. That's what the abbreviations are. Kuvlamid Aleph in the Daf in the Daf Rambam here of the Frankel Rambam. Kibal Ha'alachos, meaning the Bahag, lo yimna lava b'mechalasei. If the Torah gives you a lav, the Torah also says in the formulation of Nasei that you can apply a lav from that. Do you count that as a separate iser in Tarjag? No. So Kena Dover, he says that's true by Lavin. She ain't by mitzvah. If it's a Lav that doesn't have a positive kiyum, then you don't count an Isra say. If the Torah spoke in a positive formulation, which you can imply an Isra, the Baha'i didn't count that as a Lav or as a mitzvah, as an assay, as either. It sounds like a Lav B'Ochaz does not count according to the Baha'i in the Minna Mitzvah, even if there is no separate Lav, I think. But Lamaisa, here it's different. That's if there's no mitzvah. Kigon kot sipatohar tochelum. So what are you going to say? Only Torah and only Torah birds. She'en go'ochem and atzipar Torah shum mitzvah. So where do you see anything that comes out of this pasuk? The diuk. You can eat a kosher bird, so you can't eat a non-kosher bird. That won't count in tayag mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah in eating a kosher bird. Avon mitzvah hi alatimeya, meaning not to eat. Vehi balav. Ukvim v'kevim shekvar nimna mimena balav acher. Here they're magia here with the hay. Either way it works. You can say nimna with a hay or with an ayin. Since we're already withdrawn from it, or it counted already, v'lav acher mefurash. Here's the one where you have another lav. You don't have another lav, it's a tumo, but let's just leave it. There is another lav. Ain't above a minion. So if you have a los say anyway, and then you have a diuk from a lashon say in the chumash about not eating or not doing something else, that not doing is lav habab mechal say doesn't count in the minion. So why is this any different? Why is Kedoshim Tiyu different? It's going to be some Kedoshim different. It's up to Rabbi. I'll tell you why it's different. Avu asei ha-nema b'prisha mehen. There is a mitzvah in the formulation itself. I don't have to come to the diuk. There is a kiyum mitzvah in that. But who mitzvah nimna hu ke'inyin b'shvus d'shabbos v'yam tovin, which counts in Tayag. Rest from malacha. She'ein nimnim v'asei v'amalacha b'hem lo saseh. No, if you have an isa malacha lo saseh and a tishbos. And so, example as well, b'chid ina diyom ha-kippurim. Ki b'shamreinu min alav, nekayim mitzvah saseh. So, there's a kiyum in the v'inisa, and there's a lav, the more one's at us, horus as well, not to eat. But there's a kiyum in the v'inisa, as well as adhering to a lo saseh. So to hear, b'chid b'shratzim. You are adhering to the lo saseh, and you're nekayim da'aseh, of being Polish. Just like Tishbos of Shabbos, v'chein b'shvatzim nishma mehen b'lav, u'nekayim it's a say nemar behen ba'atzman that said on them alone v'skadishtem v'zed das halachos shelo mana haniskarim l'malo v'kayotz behen, meaning he didn't count all those things that the Rambam mentioned and the Ramban mentioned, which are kol yistik and yonim of keeping mitzvahs, that he did not count. V'niskarim zem hashiskarim. Now the Rambam is going to go on to Bar Pechamas Hakshu'ot, but before we do that, we have to come back next time to this. to this couple of lines, Dak the Ba'an Shekodesh Tiyunli, and then the Ramban is going to go ahead, Barbacham Masak Shu'od, and how the Ba'ag has a unique pshat in that. But okay, we got our feet wet a little bit today, Baruch Hashem, right? To get a little feel for what you have here. Say, have a wonderful day, everybody.